Hello again and welcome to the Speedway Podcast on Vectis Radio, keeping you up to date with all the latest Whitelink Warriors news. And with no meeting last Thursday and Sunday's trip to Mildenhall called off due to heavy rain, today we're looking back at Mildenhall's visit to the Andrew Uni Smallbrook Stadium on Thursday the 7th of September, bringing you some unheard interviews. Later you'll hear Humpty with the voice of the Warriors, Rob Dyer, but starting us off, here's Humpty with Andy Haig of SpeedwayPortal.com.
I'm here with Andy Haig, who made a guest appearance as a centre green announcer, and very well you've done them too as well.
Thank you very much. It was certainly an experience, but it was, you know, like I said, here at the Warriors, we help each other out, we do what we need to do and pull through in whatever we're asked to do, we do what we can as best we can, so we got through it, let's put it that way.
Yes, we both had quite a night. I think you taken on a new job, and so unfortunately we had several technical maladies tonight, but hey, we do it by the seat of our pants and we keep going. But it was a much better result. If everything else went wrong, the Speedway went right, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was, first of all, it was great racing. Mm. Secondly, everyone's safe and everyone's good. And it was just some cracking racing. All right, some of the heats, the great racing meant that the Fen Tigers won the heat over the Warriors, if you like. But great racing, everyone's safe. What more can you ask for? It was great entertainment. And the kids raced half time. They were great, you know, running around that track. And when you're down there on the track in the centre green, you really realise how big that track really is. So I don't think I could even walk it that
long. No, I was going to say, I wouldn't fancy walking it, let alone running around it. One of our regular emailers, Ben, was saying that he thinks with the new averages coming out and obviously the slightly different riding order, he thought that made the Warriors a bit stronger tonight. Do you agree with that?
To be honest, I don't know. No. That's the honest thing. I think that James has been very solid this year, very, very solid in his scoring, and that hasn't dipped, if you like, since he's been up to number one. He's carried that on. I just think that for whatever reason the Warriors have finally clicked or have found their form together, and you know, it's a shame that it's the end of the season, but hey, you know, it is what it is. We take the win very, very graciously, if you like, and the boys worked really hard. One more home meeting, a couple of away, and just round off the season with the good results. Everyone stay safe, good entertainment, that's all we want.
Of course, it's quite often the way of things, isn't it, really? But it's just a shame that everything didn't slip into place. It's been a funny old season, hasn't it, really? Everyone started off really keen, second season under the, for want of a better word, the new regime, and it didn't get off to a very good start, did it, with problems with the Speedway authorities not wanting to run with the team we had, and that put us back more than on the wrong foot, a wrong couple of foots, didn't it? And I think it took about mid-season to settle down, and I think we're now seeing the fruits of it. It just all happened unfortunately a bit late, didn't it?
It did. I mean, obviously we had the thing with Harlan Cook's average before the season even started, which meant we went into press and practice day to choose a rider from that day to be our number seven. So we got Jamie Seeley, and of course then straight away Tyler Govier got injured. We were without him for a long time, so we were going with Guest. He came back, got injured again. Of course, then we lost Nathan Greaves to Ipswich because he went up the leagues. And then finally, we brought in Coles and Kelsey, and then Kelsey went. And you know, so it's been a bit of chop and change this season. But, you know, what can you say? That's Speedway.
Yeah, and I think the Warriors have made a name for themselves both by the excellent way which the teams run and the promotions run here. Of course, your good sales at Speedway Portal, and I like to think that Vectis Radio have done its bit as well. So we've got a really good package, and hopefully moving forward into next year, hopefully the results will come our way as well.
Exactly. I mean, the good thing about here on the island is it never stands still. Constantly looking at new ways to do things, new ways to not just bring Speedway to people or to on the night to make the event bigger, because of course we're trying to add different things all the time, like the kids race and everything before, but also outside of the racing nights we're always trying to find different ways and things that we can bring media and like yourself, the live commentary and so on, anything that we feel that we can boost the Warriors to get it out there and be good for the sport, that's the main thing. Then we're trying, you know, Barry Martin works so hard you know, I wouldn't have been able to, before I got involved with the team, I would never have been able to turn around and say, oh yeah, you know, how hard a promoter works, because those guys, I say week in, week out, I'd turn up here at the stadium at say 3 o'clock of an afternoon, they're on the track, Martin's raking the track 5 minutes ago after the meeting, you know, Barry will be on the water browser one time, then he'll be on the tractor, and then Martin's out here, there and everywhere. They do not stop, both in front of the public and behind the scenes as well. So, you know, they're the top of the tree, and they, their enthusiasm and work ethic drives us forward. So it's great. It's great. It's all good in the Warriors camp.
And of course, one more home meeting to go. So how does the winter look for Speedway? Portal.com, presumably a lot quieter, I would imagine.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's absolutely stacked out. And we've got many good things on the pipeline, some which will be announced at the end of November time, which we're really looking forward to. Yes, we have got stacks on, and hopefully be able to step forward again like we have this year, with some more clubs as well and some more riders. Of course, this year we started working very closely with Christoph Kaspersak, our partnership with Paul Stark Racing, that's carried on. It's grown and grown. We are already working so hard behind the scenes on some good things. It's a really good time, and we hope that it's good. What we bring to the table helps Speedway in our own little way.
Right, thanks for your time then, Andy, and so let's look forward to the last home meeting, and hope the results are the same.
They are a cracking team. You know, they're bringing down Danny Ayres, Danger Man again, but it's the Warrior way. It's got the track, let's do it.
Hi, this is Steve Luxton, also known as Cobra from the American Gladiators, and you're listening to the Speedway Podcast on Vectis Radio.
I'm here with Rob Dye. You've heard his dulcet tones all season. He's very kindly agreed to let us use his commentary on our broadcast. Firstly, I guess as a commentator, have you still got to be unbiased?
No, I think you can be... You can be a little bit biased in favour of the home side. It wouldn't be right, really, to be unbiased. Yeah. But no, I like to encourage the Warriors fans to get behind their side and just encourage the riders, really, at the same time to do the best for the club.
And of course, I always say on our broadcast, it doesn't really matter if you're biased or not, because the result's going to be the same, whatever you do, isn't it?
One of the things you've got to do, of course, is be at the beck and call of the referee, if you like. So you can't be too biased when you've got the referee sat next to you.
No, I don't have that problem, thankfully.
No, and obviously what you're trying to do is just relay the decisions that he made during the course of the meeting in terms of incidents or race results. So, mild bias, yes.
Of course, this is your first season here commentating at the Andrew Uni Stadium. What's your great long history in Speedway? You're obviously a very knowledgeable chap.
Well, I started going in 1968, believe it or not. I was 14 then and went to Paul. And I've been a supporter at Paul's ever since, really. My job moved me away from the area for a little while, but I still kept a Paul allegiance. But then when my job returned me to the area, I went back, and I've been a season ticket holder there for quite a long time. And then probably 10 years ago, I was asked by the chap who runs Rerun Productions, a video company, if I'd do some commentary for them, and I did that, and I still do some of that on a Wednesday evening at Paul now. But then the opportunity came up when Bryn sadly passed away at the turn of this year. A vacancy obviously occurred here at the Isle of Wight, and a friend of mine prompted me, really, and said, you'd be ideal for that, why don't you go for it? So I did, and I emailed Barry, and Barry came back, and we got together and we had a chat, and I suppose you say I was offered the position, and I've been absolutely thrilled to take it, and I hope I'm doing a good job for everybody here on the island.
Oh, indeed you are. You've been the voice of reason when I get things wrong, which does happen one or two times during the season. As I always say to my listeners, at least we can go back to the calm, collective voice of Rob, who get all the decisions right, basically, with the referee by the side of you.
Yeah, that's right. But anybody who is listening into my results commentary and things like that will know that from time to time, even I make a bloomer when you give the result for Heat 8, which is actually Heat 9, or the rider in red is actually the rider in blue. So we are very fallible, and we know that we're fallible, and we're always on our guard.
Well, that's sort of live radio and live commentary, isn't it, really? obviously I wouldn't expect you to mention any meetings or whatever. Has there ever been a decision that the referee has made that you've thought he's got wrong?
Yeah, several. I mean, over the years of watching Speedway, I could probably list you 10 or 20 where I think the decision was wrong. But I mean, if we just turn it on to 2017, I think there's probably three or four that come to mind here at the Andrew Uni that I've seen that I think were probably the wrong decision. But as much as I'd like to jab him in the ribs and say, you got that wrong, pal, I'm not in a position to really do that, and so you have to bite your tongue and just read out the result as he gives it.
It must be quite funny reading the result out and that little voice in your head telling you something that's totally different.
Yeah, the voice in my head is not actually a little voice, it's a loud gong going off saying that you got this wrong, pal, and you should be reading out something totally different. But unfortunately that opportunity doesn't arise, so you just have to go with it.
And just before we finish, it's a bit hard, isn't it, to put it into a few words, but general thoughts on the season, your first season involved with the Warriors?
Well, I've loved every minute of it, really, and I've been so welcomed by people here in the club and on the island.
A very friendly club, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely fantastic, and the welcome that I've got has been second to none. I've always, as I've gone through the season, asked people for feedback on how I'm doing and what I'm doing.
Oh, I never do that.
Oh, no, you must do that. The only way to improve is to know what you're going, where you're going wrong. So I've done that along the way, and some people have given me minor pointers and tips and things like that. And I just want to keep improving, and just want to keep bringing Speedway to the people here who come to the Andrew Uni, and do it clearly and concisely, fairly and unbiased if I possibly can, and just make sure that everybody who comes to the Andrew Uni has a fantastic night out.
Well, thanks for your time then, Rob. I say we've got one more home meeting, but let's hope we have the same good result. And what we're going to do Thursday night after 2 weeks' time?
Well, I'm going to go home and get out my Speedway books and start my revision for 2018.
Well, that's your lot for this week's Speedway podcast. The Warriors are next in action on Thursday, the 21st of September, when they welcome back the Cradley Heathens to the Andrew Uni Smallbrook Stadium. Join Humpty and Shania live on Vectis Radio for that from just before 7 p.m. and join us all again next time for another Speedway podcast.